Hi, and welcome to MathSit Podcast F22. You will first need to download the corresponding worksheet F22 from www.maths-it.org.uk. Question 1 shows a survey carried out by Zach into his friends' favourite sports. His results are displayed to you. In part A, asks you to complete the table. To complete the table, you must use the 5-bar gate tally system to count the number of each sport and put the tally in the corresponding box. The best way to do this is to start at the top and count them one at a time, crossing them off as you move along, to ensure that you don't count any twice or miss any off. Once you've counted them all in the 5-bar gate tally system, you must fill in the frequency column on the right. The frequencies you should get are: football should be 15, cricket should be 7, rugby should be 6, and rock climbing should be 2. Part B asks you to write down the number of Zach's friends whose favourite sport was rugby, and from the frequency table we can see that this is 6. Part B asks which was the favourite sport of most of Zach's friends, and from the frequency table you can see that the largest number is 15 for football, and so football is the answer. Question 2 shows a table showing the shortest distances in kilometres between pairs of cities. Part A asks for the shortest distance between Nottingham and Liverpool, and so to find this you must look down the column for Nottingham and see where it crosses with the row of Liverpool, and we can see that the distance is 158 kilometres. Part B tells us that Jason is driving from London to Manchester by the shortest route. It says he has driven 137 kilometres and asks how many more kilometres he must drive. To find this value, you must look for where the column of London crosses with the row of Manchester to find the total distance which he must travel, and then subtract 137 kilometres from this. From the table we can see that it is 300 kilometres, so the sum is 300 minus 137, which gives 163 kilometres for him left to drive. Part C asks for the names of the two cities which are the least distance apart, and to find this we must look in the table for the lowest value, and then see which cities it corresponds to. From the table we can see that 56 kilometres is the lowest value, and it corresponds to the journey from Manchester to Liverpool. Question 3 asks us to draw a two-way table displaying how many male and how many female members choose each different type of membership package from gold, silver and bronze. Because there are two criteria, membership type and gender, you must construct a table with the membership types as the column headings and the two genders as the row headings, or vice versa, so that you have 6 blank boxes in the table. Part B informs us that 23 male members choose the gold package and asked to write the number 23 in the correct place in your two-way table. You must write the number 23 in the box in the table where the male row or column meets the gold row or column. Question 4 displays a questionnaire used by the manager of a school canteen to find out what students think of the new changes. The question is, "The new changes make the canteen much better, don't you think?" And we are asked to write down what is wrong about this question. The question is biased because it directs the student towards saying that the canteen is better, and this is what is wrong with it. Question B shows another question on the questionnaire: how much money do you normally spend in the canteen? And shows the option boxes for it, and asks us to write down one thing that is wrong with this question. There are actually 3 things wrong, so your answer could be any one of the following: that there is no time constraints in the question, that the boundaries of the option boxes overlap. For instance, if a student wanted to put down £2 or £3, there are 2 option boxes which they could tick. Or that there are no option boxes for if a student wished to put down less than £1 or more than £4. Only one of these reasons is necessary for the mark. Question 5 asks you to write a question for a survey of the sports that students would like to do at extracurricular clubs. Your question must be clear, concise and to the point, such as: which sport would you choose to do at an extracurricular club? You must make it clear that the student should only pick one sport. You must then put in some option boxes with popular sports such as football, cricket, hockey, netball, dance or rock climbing as the options for them to tick. It is also necessary to put an other option box and a space for them to specify what the other sport is. This concludes MathSit Podcast F22. Well done!